What is up, you guys? Welcome back to Lily Talks and Resells. This is episode 2. Today we are going to talk about one of the reasons why people don't act upon their dreams and goals. And I'm gonna throw in a little scenario for you guys. So I take my kid to school every single day, to the school closest to my uncle's house, because his wife is my childcare for now, and that school is about a 20-minute drive on a good day and about almost a 30-minute drive when there's a little more traffic than normal. So every single day, about halfway through that road, there is a little part where it gets really congested, and I would say it's like a 30-car queue or so, give or take, right? And I normally don't... I cut in sometimes, but not always, especially when I'm running late, I cut in, right? But I don't know, I guess exercising that made me realize something. So let me go ahead and throw you guys a scenario. So let's say you're going down a 2-lane road or a highway, right? What do you do when you're about to miss the exit or you don't want to get in the queue? And I want you guys to think about that for a moment. And I think it's pretty self-explanatory, right? If you guys answered with cutting in by looking for an opening as a first option, then yes, you are naturally wired for finding solutions and looking for opportunities, as every human is, right? But what happens when you're presented with an opportunity in real life? You know, obviously this is real life, but you know what I mean. Someone presents you an opportunity to do better, make more money, to be a better person. Like, what happens with that? And I kept asking myself, why do people take these openings on the road without much thought, but they can't when it comes to their life choices? So after thinking about it for a few days and just analyzing the situation, because I'm that kind of person, like, whenever something piques my interest, it lives in my head until I figure out what I believe or what I perceive to be a solution, right? Or an answer to the problem. And I came to the conclusion that people don't act when they don't feel like they have the right tools or they have the confidence that the risk or the strategy will work. And so, for example, in the scenario about cutting into the queue, your tool is your car, right? And you feel confident that once you poke your nose in the other lane that you intend to cut into, the car behind you will not collide with yours, because clearly they're probably paying attention to the road, right? And nobody wants a collision, right? It's the same thing when you're trying to poke yourself or get your feet wet with a certain lane, whether you're trying to start a business, whether you're trying to do personal growth, whether you want to quit your job, like all these things. We balk because we don't feel that our tools or that our strategy is good enough. We don't feel like we have the right tools. We don't have the confidence. But in this scenario, we do. Because again, once we poke our nose through that lane, we are almost sure, unless we chose the bad opening and we didn't, you know, choose wisely, right, where to cut into. Also, thinking of the thought processes. So you're not just going to cut in to any opening, right? You're going to strategically plan where you're going to cut into. And what I mean by this is, for example, when you cut into, it's usually in front of a trailer or a bigger car that accelerates slowly, right? So it creates that opening for you. By the time the car is accelerated, you're already in there, so they have to brake, right? Or a driver that wasn't paying attention, right? So, you know, like when you're on your phone or whatever, and you're at the light, turns green, and then everybody's honking at you because you were on your phone, and oh shit, the light turned green, and now there's a huge gap between you and the car in front of you. Usually that's what we do. We don't just cut in unless you're one of those drivers, right? But you are confident that your strategy will work, and you're confident that you have the right tools, which is your car. You know, nobody wants to crash, so your tool is leverage. Your car is leverage. You poke your nose, nobody's going to crash you, more than likely, right? And well, the biggest contender as to why people don't start a business why they don't start a YouTube channel, a podcast, you know, whatever project they want to get into, or side hustle, or something like that, or new job, or move to a new city, like all these things. The main contender is a fear of failure, which in this case would be the crash, right? You didn't poke your nose correctly, your strategy didn't work, and you end up crashing, right? Obviously, every time you drive and you do that, you're not going to crash every time, right? Which is the same thing in business. You can try a certain strategy and it works, and then you try something else and then it doesn't work. And a lot of people have that fear. And I feel the reason why people don't, I feel the reason that people have this fear is because, again, they don't feel they have the right tools to execute on it, and they don't feel they have the right strategy or plan to execute on it. So they don't poke their nose, right? And it's important to learn that we have to do it. If it's something that you really want to do, like, you have to do it. And yes, I mean, this is something that I personally experience all the time, where it's like, damn, like, I'm just afraid. Like, I said I was going to start a podcast like a month ago, right? And I barely, you know, started to like actually get into it about 2 weeks ago. So yes, I mean, there is a fear of failure. There is a fear that it's not going to work out, that you're not going to succeed. But we have to also realize that things take time, and you just have to keep executing on it over and over and over and over again. And also be open to feedback. You know, ask people, what do they think? And honestly, this can also be a bad idea in the sense that obviously some people bring their negativity and all these things, but, you know, the people that are the most supportive of you and that actually encourage you to do it, ask them for feedback. If you're starting something in which you have to put yourself out there, like a podcast or YouTube channel, or, you know, like a business account on Twitter, Instagram, you know, whatever, as you gain traction with your followers, ask them for feedback. You know, obviously, when you're into these businesses, it's always about what the customer wants, right? Or what the listener wants, or what the watcher wants. So it's very important to be able to provide that, right? What they want to watch, you provide for them. And I can assure you that slowly you're going to get better. It's not that bad. Like, you're going to get into a rhythm. It's always hard in the beginning when you're starting something new and you're starting to get into a rhythm. That's always the hardest part. Once you get into your own rhythm and you're like, okay, we're doing good. Let's go, let's go, let's go. And eventually your confidence builds. So I wouldn't say, you know, don't balk at it because you don't feel you have the right tools or because you don't have the right strategy. If you feel you don't have the right tools or the right knowledge in this case, right? The tools would be your knowledge, right? You know, go on Google, go on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, go follow, join a group, like do something to get into contact with people who have already done it or that are doing it or in the process of doing it, so that way you learn more. As a reseller, I started out with zero knowledge. You know, honestly, I have a lot of inventory that has not sold that I got during my rookie days because I was making a few rookie mistakes. Now that I am more seasoned in reselling, well, obviously my items sell faster, you know, all these things, but there's always something you don't know. And I think that having the confidence to do things, but also having the humility to know that you don't know everything there is to know about what you're currently doing or the field you're into, it's very important for your success, because that way you don't fill yourself with complacency. Because a lot of times, for example, like with a lot of companies, Blockbuster, for example, I mean, they failed to innovate, and that will be, in many cases, the death of your business, right? If you cannot innovate, if you cannot keep up with the times, that's where really the long-term success lies in. And when you try new things, obviously you're going to fail. So, you know, just go with it with an open mind. Accept that you're going to fail sometimes. And that it's okay. It's okay if you fail sometimes. It's not always going to be sunshine and rainbows, because it's not. It's hard. But even when you're doing something hard and you're succeeding slowly but surely, and you have these little wins, it feels awesome and it propels you to keep on going. So yes, don't be afraid to do it. If you need some information, Google something. Follow people in the know. Follow people that are learning. Do that. And then create a strategy, but something that is practical, something that's realistic. Obviously, I don't advocate for someone just jumping into it with all they got, especially if you have to invest money into something. Don't just fucking splurge all your money on it. Don't do that. But start small. Start small. Get your feet wet. It's kind of like getting in a pool, right? Most people do this where they get their feet wet and you're like, oh, it's too cold, right? And then you slowly start submerging your body until you get to like your belly or your chest area and you're just like, well, okay, let's go in. And then you just splash in. Same thing. Go slowly. Go slowly. Learn. Get some experience. Get your feet wet. And keep on going. And you're going to get better. You're going to get better at your business. You're going to get better at your podcast. You're going to get better at your YouTube channel. You're going to do things better each and every time. But you have to put it in practice. And you have to understand that your first few tries are going to be the worst. That's just the way that it is. And, you know, don't be afraid. Like, don't be afraid. You're going to be okay. And eventually you're going to be doing something that you're either passionate about or you're going to find out that it doesn't work for you. And that's okay. But try it. Don't walk away with the regret of not trying it. Because that is worse than the, it didn't work out. Or, man, I didn't try it. What would have happened if I would have tried it? Just do it. Try it. Get your feet wet. See if you like it. And don't be afraid to lose. It happens to everybody. And I feel that it's very important to, you know, create a healthy relationship and a happy, positive relationship with losing. Because in the end, you don't lose if you don't give up, right? And when you find out it's not working for you, that's different to giving up. That's simply finding out that, no, you weren't as passionate about it as you thought you were. And, you know, on to the next thing, right? Especially when you're young, like, try different things. You may think you want to, you know, try, I don't know, rock climbing, right? And you do it a few times, you're like, I don't really like it. I just wanted to try it, you know? Do things like that, especially when you're young, and, you know, eventually get to what you actually want to do. But I feel that deciding that something isn't the right thing for you does not mean that you're giving up. Giving up is when you fail and you're like, well, fuck this shit, I'm not doing it anymore, because clearly it's not working. That's giving up. And don't give up. If it's something that you really want to do and you're just disappointed because you fail, it's okay. Like, it's okay to feel disappointed when you fail, but learn as you go, which each failure that comes along, learn to view it more positively. Like, don't view it as a failure, view it as a chance to learn. Okay, clearly this strategy didn't work, right? Or clearly this item was not the item I was supposed to get to resell, you know, and move on. You're like, okay, now mental notes. Now I know that this doesn't work. Move on to the next strategy. What else can I try? What else can I get? And eventually you'll start to create a repertoire of strategies that work for you. And you can try new things. For example, maybe 9 or 2 times out of 10, right? Out of each attempt, you do something that's tried and true most of the time. And then you'll, you know, try and dip in with new ideas every, you know, few times just to see if there's anything else that works. If it doesn't work, then it doesn't work and move on. But we have to create a more healthy relationship with losing, and we have to create more confidence within ourselves and our strategies, because, I mean, at the end of the day, I feel that we all have our own kind of intelligence, and I feel that most of us don't actually discover what that is. And I feel that that's very important. So, yeah, let me know what you guys think. On Twitter, I'm actually at Lily Resells. And you can also check out my YouTube channel, which is Lily Resells as well. And, yeah, I'll see you guys next time. Bye, guys.